Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا.
الْقُرْآنُ نُورٌ وَبَيَانٌ. الْقُرْآنُ هَدْيُ الْإِيمَانِ. الْقُرْآنُ مِسْكُ الْخِتَامِ.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم my dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio welcome to the program let's recite the Quran in this program we recite the noble verses of the Quran and we talk about the tajweed points in those verses. In this studio, I'm joined by three honorable students, Brother Ahmed, Brother Mustafa, and Brother Murtaza. Assalamu alaikum, brothers.
Wa alaikum assalam.
So we were continuing the recitation of Surah Al-Qasas, and we reached verse 41 of this surah. So we're going to recite this surah together. Brother Mustafa, I want to start with you. Mm-hmm.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجعلناهم أئمة يدعون إلى النار
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ
وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ
وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ
Okay, very good. Two points. One is that we have a Hamza that is known as Hamzatul Qatar. It means a Hamza that is always pronounced no matter where it is in the you know like in the script of the Quran in the sentence okay a'imma this is we have two hamzatul qats in this word ila nar ila is another one we have to make sure that these hamzas are pronounced with a glottal stop If we do tasheel, it will be incorrect. Okay, do you know what tasheel is?
No.
وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ
Did you hear the glottal stop of أَئِمَّةً?
أَئِمَّةً.
This is the correct way of saying it.
Should be sharp.
We have to have that. Yeah, it has to
be. Cut, like a cut.
Like, yeah, exactly. Your voice gets cut. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ Once again, brother.
وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ
See here.
إِلَى النَّارِ
يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ
يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ
Yes, that's it. The second point is the ikhfa.
وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ
The sad, we have to hint the sad. And also the tafkhim should be hinted as well.
يُنصَرُونَ
Okay, thank you.
وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ لَا يُنصَرُونَ
And we made them leaders inviting to the fire, and on the day of resurrection they will not be helped.
Brother Murtadha,
yep.
It's your turn, please.
وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً
وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً
ما شاء الله.
وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ
وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ
Very good. Excellent, brother Murtala. But remember, the ghunnas, a meme that has tashdeed, is mushaddad, has to be nasalized for two vowel counts.
وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ
Should I read?
Yes.
وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ
Excellent. That was much better. So what is happening in the phrase هُمْ مِن? Can someone tell me? Brother Ahmed, do you have any idea what's going on in that phrase? Min. It's very clear.
There are two memes, so it's like a mushaddad.
Yeah, so what is it called? It's called idgham of mim sakinah.
Exactly.
Idgham of mim sakinah, yeah. Into another mim sakinah. Of course, whenever most of the idghams are whenever we have two of the same letters. Only idgham of nun sakinah is usually when we have another letter other than Nun Sakina.
Yermalun, right?
Including Nun Sakina itself as well, yeah. Yeah, right. It's Yermalun. But for the other letters, we have to have the same letter most of the time.
Right.
وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ
And we cause to overtake them in this world a curse, and on the day of resurrection they will be of the despised.
Okay. Brother Ahmad, it's your turn.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ
من بعد ما أهلكنا القرون الأولى
من بعد ما أهلكنا القرون الأولى
بصائر للناس وهدى ورحمة لعلهم يتذكرون
بصائر للناس وهدى ورحمة لعلهم يتذكرون
Very good. Okay guys, the way the ta is pronounced in Arabic is different from other languages. A little bit. And you have to learn this by ear, not just by like the mechanical way of explaining it and saying that, okay, the tongue has to be in this position or in that position. Ta, ta. It does not have aspiration, so to speak. Ta. See, this is, ta is incorrect. Ta, ta. It's a lot softer and too much air does not come out when it is pronounced.
يتذكرون يتذكرون.
Yes.
ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب من بعد ما أهلكنا القرون الأولى بصائر للناس وهدى ورحمة لعلهم يتذكرون.
And we gave Moses the scripture after we had destroyed the former generations as enlightenment for the people and guidance and mercy that they might be reminded.
Okay, now for this verse, I want all of you to do it at the same time, to recite at the same time.
وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِيِّ إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرَ
وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِيِّ إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرَ
إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرَ
إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرَ
وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ
وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ
Very good. Okay, brothers, can you tell me what's going on in the words كُنْتَ? We have two كُنْتَ's in this verse. كُنْتَ. What's the rule of tajweed?
إدغام.
No.
إخفاء.
إخفاء. إخفاء of which letter?
Noon with ta.
Yeah, it's noon sakina.
Noon sakina.
Ikhfa of noon sakina, because we also have another ikhfa, which is known as the ikhfa of meem sakina.
Right.
And that happens when there is ba after meem sakina, and only ba, no other letter. So, we bring the articulators close to the place of articulation of ta, but it does not touch the place of articulation of ta. And while we're holding the tongue in that suspended position, we apply nasalization for two vowel counts. And after we're done with that, that is when we pronounce the ta, after the ghunna of the ikhfa. وَمَا كُنْتَ If you say, وَمَا كُنْتَ Is that correct?
No.
Why isn't it correct?
Because we're not doing the ikhfa. Like
that. It's not ikhfa. It's right. not the correct way of applying exactly. ikhfa. So we should not place the tongue in the place of articulation of ta. Okay? In the word qadayna, we have maddullin. Do you know what maddullin is? Maddullin is whenever we have a ya sakina, preceded, that means before it, there's a letter with a fatha. For example, we say qadayna, ayna, ayna ma kunt. This is one kind of maddullin. There's another one when we have waw sakina preceded by a letter with a fatha, like in maliki yawmiddin. This is another maddullin, which means it's a diphthong. In English, it's known as diphthong.
وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِيِّ إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ مُوسَى الْأَمْرَ وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ
And you, O Muhammad, were not on the western side of the mount when we revealed to Moses the command, and you were not among the witnesses to that.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of Arab English Radio, for listening to this episode of Let's Recite the Quran. Until next time, I leave you in the care and protection of Allah Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان